RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
It's Evan and Tiki on The Fan. It's New Year's week. I had to get used to a lot of callers, Tiki, with the Happy New Year already. Are we doing Happy New Year on December 29th?
I mean, we might not talk to them in 2 days, so.
All right. I mean, we might not talk to them. That means you got to wish everybody starting today that you may not talk to a Happy New Year?
Yeah.
Is that a thing?
That's a thing.
I mean, New Year's Eve, New Year's Day.
Look,
you're in, you're
people
out.
Outside of our text relationship. We don't have a text relationship with them, so it's not like they're going to say,
I guess,
Happy New Year. They have a relationship with us because they call us frequently, and we respect and appreciate our callers.
Well,
and so they're telling us Happy New Year because they might not talk to us again.
All right. So
before
that
it's 2026.
So if I go into a store after the show tonight and I see my usual cashier, I got to say Happy New Year on the 29th?
Are you going to see him or her on the 30th or the 31st?
I hope not.
So then, yes.
All right.
We will get calls to the station on January 15th saying Happy New Year.
Well, that's a little ridiculous.
Yeah,
at some point, you need to cut.
I'm just telling you. Like, this is what you do. If you're not going to see somebody before the new year or talk to them before the new year, but you have a regular interaction with them / relationship, then you say Happy New Year on the last time that you think you're going to talk to them.
What I've learned from this is I'm way ruder than Tiki Barber.
Yes, you are.
It's undeniable.
Do you say hi to people when you're walking down the street?
All the time.
Yeah.
Or at least I think a good smile and head nod's a hi.
Yes.
That's hot, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you're not rude. You just don't know the etiquette to say Happy New Year.
Yeah. I mean, certain things like that. All right. I'll work on it. Happy New Year to everybody listening. Thank you very much.
I'm a fat moron.
888-808-1019. So we did touch on Ian Rappaport was on NFL Network, and he kind of did what a lot of these insiders like to do in week 17, 18 is they kind of give you a lay of the land on some of the stuff that's going to be approaching Black Monday. And while we focused a lot in the first hour on the idea of, like, don't discount the Giants for quarterback at number one, and Tiki discussed what a smokescreen that was, Ian Rappaport never got to this in his, like, kind of 2 minutes on NFL Network with more important stuff. But on the Chiron, Tiki, as some like to call the lower third,
yes,
it simply said Joe Shane likely to remain with the Giants through the draft. And Giants Twitter melted down. Now, I'm here to say I have no idea what the Giants are going to decide what to do in the next 2 weeks. All inclinations, because you haven't heard otherwise, tell me that Joe Shane is likely to stay. But what the heck does stay? We never got an explanation. Stay through the draft. Yeah. Now the Jets have, was it McCagden they fired after the draft that year? I guess we saw that.
Yeah, they let him draft and then they fired him.
We're not doing that with the Giants, are
no.
we?
No. I think if he stays through the draft, he's staying.
At that point, I'd rather him do
100%,
that.
Because now all of a sudden you're trying to bring someone up to speed. Well, I guess Brandon Brown's here, but...
Okay, if that was the GM, but why... If you let him go with the GM, you let go of the GM. You don't let him draft your team for next year and then fire him.
Yeah, and if it doesn't make sense unless you were already going to get rid of him. And so you would have gotten rid of Joe Shane and Brandon Brown would have taken over. Now, what are you going to do? Have Joe Shane go through the draft?
Yeah.
Do the draft, then fire him, and then hire Brandon Brown? It just doesn't make sense. Because if you're bringing somebody outside, now that somebody from the outside has to come learn everything, and it's going to have a completely different vision. It just doesn't...
None of that makes sense.
Reporting on this is very convoluted.
And it's
almost... I can't even listen to it because it doesn't make sense.
Well, this is what was even more convoluted. Rappaport never got to it. So we read it on a screen. So here's what I leaned with. Working in this business as long as I've had, I'm going with producer behind the scenes screw up in terms of words they could fit in that lower third. And then we never got to it. It doesn't make any sense. No, I don't think the Giants would have him draft the players and then fire him afterwards.
Right.
It's either get it done before. Now, I will say this be my other shot. Whatever the Giants are going to do, they're going to do. And you know the fans are not going to be upset if they keep Joe Shane. But, if you are going to fire him, I hope that decision's already been made and beating the Raiders doesn't sway you in the opposite direction to go, well, see, look, they're beating the bad teams.
Yes.
Yesterday and what happens in Week 18 should have no effect, good or bad, on Joe Shane. A decision should have been made no matter what anyway. I don't know how you feel about that.
I would agree with that. I think it's already been made, by the way, and I don't think he's going anywhere.
I don't think so either. And you know what? When that officially becomes official a week from today in our new midday slot, something tells me it's going to be a major topic on the floor.
Right. He just gets to be the scapegoat.
Yeah, that's it.
And it's part of the job. It comes with being a general manager of a team that's not won a lot of games. Won 21 games?
Yeah.
In 4 years? So it comes with the territory.
What a painful few amount of wins. 888. And you can't even enjoy two of them the last 2 years with the Colts and Raiders because you're thinking you're supposed to lose the games. 888-808-1019. Richie in Queens. Richie, what's up? Happy New Year, Richie.
And now, you know what, Teak, I'm going to wish you a happy New Year because Shawnee doesn't have a clue sometimes. Sometimes I think he's so far out in left field. Shawnee, you got to be kidding with that. You know, that's the whole idea is that you, and Teak, you're right on the numbers.
Yeah.
You see somebody at your store, you see somebody at your mechanic, and you're saying, I'm not going to come back on July, you know, on January 31st or December 31st to wish you a happy New Year. I'm probably not going to see you. So I wish you a happy New Year.
Yeah, that's right.
Tony, these are all the things you learn as you're getting a little bit older, and you'll understand these things, you know?
I'm going to get wiser, Richie.
But happy New Year to both of you guys.
Appreciate a couple things.
The only thing going with the Jets is obviously the cap, Teak, and Tony. They got so much cap room.
Yeah, they got a ton of cap.
And they got so many picks. They have no talent. Even to talk about Brady Cook, he's a third-string quarterback, and that's what he is, and he was that at Missouri, and that's all he'll ever be.
Yep.
So he's got a real, real challenge in front of him. And, Tony, as far as our Giants go, and Teak, you're a Giants fan too, obviously.
Yep.
You know, I'm looking at the list of coaches real quick, and the guy that's starting to pick up a little steam to me is Shula. I don't know how you feel, Teak, but he's got a resume, obviously, with the family.
Yeah.
And they say he's a real good guy in the press. You know, Nagy would be another guy because he's been an offensive guy, but I think he's been out of it, and maybe Hackley. You know, they're talking maybe McCarthy. There's so many choices, but getting back to the Giants, that game means nothing to me. Am I upset that they didn't get the number one pick? I really don't care because number one, number two, number 11, I've seen picks just come out of nowhere.
Right.
So you really can't say if you're solid on a pick, you know, you're going to get the best.
No, you're right.
So that game, and Shawnee, you touched on it, it doesn't mean anything as far as Shane goes the next two games. And again, they got so much work to do, guys.
Yeah.
And I think that Carter, and you know, Teak, I've been hard on Carter, and you've been defending him, and I give you a little credit for that because he is so close. If he just works a little bit more on technique,
right. Maybe
a little bulking up, he could be the generational guy. So,
Richie, the biggest thing, Flott's going to be a free agent. Yeah,
Flott
will be a free agent. It'll be interesting to see where he lands. But you mentioned Abdul Carter. He's so athletic, and if he's in a one-on-one, on the move type of situation, meaning not just standing there rushing against a tackle or a guard who knows that he's rushing against him. If he's on the move, kind of like the sack that Brian Burns had where he started in the B gap on the offside and looped around and came in. Like it's almost impossible to block him because he's so athletic, but he does need to bulk up.
He needs
to be able to add to his repertoire a slight bull rush. He's never going to be a bull rush guy, but right now he can't do that against a 300 and
yeah, or something, whatever,
50-pound, 30, 40-pound tackle. So if he bulks up, keeps this athleticism, I love his work ethic right now. And he is a test case for a guy who is just kind of floating through, but he's good. He's so talented. He impacts games. But as soon as you start putting in some extra work, look what happens.
Yeah, and they had the episode last week. I finally watched it of Hard Knocks, and they kind of highlighted that, you know, he was now coming into the facility extra early, calling, I think it was Charlie Bullen to come in. So, look, if that's what it took, if he needed a wake-up call, if he wasn't acting like a pro, and he finally got a little publicly embarrassed and it made him turn into a pro, that's great. Because the pressures that we saw early in the year are now turning into sacks.
Yep.
And it's been three straight weeks where he's popped off the page and looked like the best player on a football field.
That's
and
right.
That's what you thought when you drafted him third
second
overall.
Second best, because Brian Burns is unbelievable.
Well, no doubt about it. I mean, those two combining on the second. Like, that's the kind of stuff. See, wouldn't that just be nice on a team with like 9-10 wins?
Right. But this is why I always say I don't like rookies. Because if he was that from jump, how different do some of those late game collapses.
They couldn't get Caleb Williams down in the Bear game.
Right. How different are those games? And whether it's the Bears, whether it's Denver, whether it's, I don't know.
Dallas in week two, not letting them get to midfield.
Whatever it is. Any of those games. Yeah. Take three of them.
Yep.
And all of a sudden, the Giants don't feel like they're, you want to tank because they've won six games.
Yeah, they would feel like the Saints right now. Where you're like, all right, moving in the positive direction.
Rookies are lazy and stupid.
Not Abdul Carter last week. Chris and Merrick. Chris, what's up?
What's up, fellas? How you guys doing?
What's up, Chris?
So I called before, like a few weeks back, and talked about why Mara might keep Shane.
Yep.
And the argument was that he identified talent, he got the quarterback. Now, you know, whether Shane was the guy who wanted Dart or not, that's how it ended up shaking out. They got Dart, and he's become a very popular player on the Giants, and I think that's one of the reasons why Mara is, I think, making the decision to keep him going forward. But if we look back, the beginning of the draft process, right, the conversation was the Giants were all over Shedeur Sanders. They were following him around the combine. Then they met with him, went through the process, and reports started coming out that no, Dart is the guy that Dable loves, and he's the guy they're targeting. Super late, they went for one last visit with Shedeur, which was late in the process because there were, quote, factions who were in Dart's camp and factions who were in Shador's camp. Who was in Shador's camp if it wasn't Dable?
It was probably Shane.
I'm assuming it was. I mean, they spent so much time at Colorado.
Well, he was out there at Colorado multiple times. I remember that.
And Brendan Brown even more than Shane.
Right.
So that could have been a Brendan Brown guy, too.
You know? Good point.
Because remember, while Joe Shane makes the ultimate decisions, and obviously him and Dable worked in conjunction. I mean, that's a... I don't know if it's a big room in comparison to other NFL teams, but there's a lot of decision makers working around Joe
Shane. I don't think it matters whose camp was with what, because I think that each team has multiple individuals, whether it's the GM, head coach, assistant GM, pro personnel guy, head of scouting. All those guys will have different opinions about multiple different players. And when you're in particular looking for a quarterback, you got to spend some time. And
you start spending
some time. Your personality likes this guy. And let's assume it's Brendan Brown. I like Shedeur. I like what he brings. I like his family pedigree. I like his upbringing, and he's got a father that's an all-world player.
Right. Turned some really crappy college programs around.
Yeah, exactly.
Around.
So I like that, and that's attractive to me, and I think that's what this program needs. So, I like Jackson Dart, too, and I love everything about him, but if you have to give me a rank, I'm putting him number one, Shedeur Sanders. And all five or six or whoever those decision makers probably did that. And so when we talk about camps, it's not really I want Shedeur and forget Jackson Dart. It's more, I like Shedeur a little bit better.
Right.
And so that means I'm in the Shedeur camp, great. Let's have a conversation about it. And ultimately make a decision for what's best for the team. And that's where Joe Shane makes a decision.
And he still signed off. He still found the right spot, still traded up. And again, I'm not trying to over-defend Joe Shane because I think he's done more harm than good to this team. But even if it was a Dable guy, he still signed off on it, had to make them. It wasn't like he fell in their lap. They still had to trade up for him in that spot. And look, I don't think the Giants are the only team that probably operates where there's discussion at a position between two players in a draft.
Oh, I'm sure that happens for every draft position that every team has.
And it's probably healthy. You don't want to have six guys in a room that all think exactly the same about every single. You want to hear different
opinions. The reason that people, I think, assume that this is the way that it should work is because of Bill Belichick. Bill Belichick had the final say.
Yeah. Him and his dog in the draft chair.
Right. He was drafting whoever he wanted. And when you've had as much success as he has had, you know what? More power to you.
Right.
Go draft whoever the hell you want, because we know that you're going to make it work. And even if the guy you draft is not better than the guy who you passed on, you're going to coach him to be better.
Yes. And there are very few Bill Belichick's teams.
Very.
Yeah. Sean McVay can have that say in the Rams room.
Right. Maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe. Andy Reid tried to have that say with the Eagles, and eventually it didn't work.
It didn't work. Steve in Naugatuck. Steve, what's up? I took a shot.
Hey, Naugatuck, that was cool. It's a pleasure to get through, guys. Best wishes in the new slot. And I just want to say quick before I share my concern, Tiki, Sean Alexander's MVP belongs to you. You should be in the hall.
Yeah, he stole that from me.
I love it.
He definitely stole that from me. Thank you, Steve. Appreciate you.
Thank you. My concern is, you know, so many Giants fans on the internet and the radio are saying, you know, if you were hoping Giants lose, you're not a fan. And a two pick is no different than the one pick. But my big fear is that we beat Dallas next week and we end up at 7. Mm. After a dreadfully painful year to have the 7th pick, that would be so demoralizing. And that's just what I want to say, wondering on your thoughts about that.
Yeah, I mean, that would suck.
I mean, to sit through this whole year and pick 7, that would be real disappointing. Well,
that's the reasoning. It's not because of, and I heard C-Mac talking about this through one of the clips that our illustrious digital team puts out. This season was painful.
Like, yeah.
Really painful. And the good thing about a team that wins and gets to the postseason and the playoffs and has a chance for the Super Bowl is that the reward for that type of season is, man, we have a chance to win a Super Bowl.
Yes.
When your team stinks as bad as ours has, and the Jets and the Raiders and a couple others, the Browns, the reward for being committed to it is, well, at least we're going to draft one of the best players in the game.
Correct. If you fall to 7.
If you go to 7. Now, you're still, by the way, you're still getting a very good player. Because this is not a heavy quarterback draft, but there are some good players in this draft.
And whoever wins will be pumped up about.
100%. Especially if it's a position of need. But I understand why the fan starts to feel like, ugh, we lost that Denver game. And we lost that second Eagles game, and we lost that Bears game, and we lost that Packers game, and this is what we get as a reward?
Right. We to sit through the garbage that the Giants fans have sat through.
Right.
And I know the players felt good about yesterday, and the players, if they won Sunday, they'd feel good about it too. Unfortunately, in this, they owe nobody an apology. They're the ones putting the work in and all of that. For all of us that invest our emotional energy and make it our escape from real lives to watch the Giants, to walk out of this year feeling so sapped of excitement every week and then pick 7th in the draft, that would be a real kick in the shins. And I think that's going to happen? I don't. It feels like Dak Prescott wants to play hard and have the Cowboys finish at 8-8-1, and we'll see. But I know the Giants are going to try hard, and they should. But that would be a real, real tough thing to swallow.
Yeah.
It's a different feeling like, you know what? All right, 1-2 is one big deal. Tiki, every year we get to this time and we get the graphic flash about the Giants and Jets having the worst combined record over the last 10 years. And yet not once have the New York Giants, despite being one of the worst teams in football for a decade, picked first overall. Not once. Fans have sat through these games and these years, year to year, and don't get rewarded with the first pick ever.
Yeah, but does it really mean that much?
I
don't know.
Okay.
I have no idea. I've never even thought about it.
The argument.
But what would it mean that much?
Okay. Here's why I think it does. This is different than the past years where we argued about this. You have been so right about the idea of, well, how many of the quarterbacks picked first overall end up actually doing this, and this?
Right.
Now, Caleb Williams is probably doing a great job with the Bears now.
Oh, it's fantastic. What a game last night.
Unbelievable. Ice in his veins. I hope, sign me up for 49ers Bears if we get that in a playoff game. Great. Ben Johnson, Kyle Shanahan going back and forth. But with all of that, like the idea of the quarterback, when you already have the quarterback and you make the trade, like the Giants, or get the first pick, I actually think it's that much more important. because the questions you had about do you really want to take a quarterback number one overall, you're putting on another desperate team and prying on their desperation.
Yeah.
And for a team like the Giants to answer the bell, if they got, instead of the one pick at one overall, if they turned that into three first-round picks plus another two or a three, those are, that's the potential. Even if you fail on one of those picks, you get three other players for the price of one.
No, I hear
you. That's how you turn around a team and
a core. I agree. And that's what I would rather do. But let's just do this quick exercise, Sean.
All right.
We're going to go through the first two picks of the last few drafts.
All right.
And let's see which, I'm going to say the first pick first and the second pick second, obviously.
All right.
So Cam Ward over Travis Hunter. Who is better?
I mean, right now, I gotta say Cam Ward.
Only because Travis Hunter got hurt.
Girl, hey, and Ward has looked better, dysfunctional coaching. I'm not giving up on Cam Ward yet.
Yeah, and I think Travis Hunter is going to be a heck of a player.
Yeah.
All right, let's go back to the 2024 draft. Caleb Williams versus Jaden Daniels.
Man, it's funny how one year can change the answer to that.
And then third in that draft is Drake May. So, by the way, that was one of the rare win.
Yeah, and that was the year Tommy DeVito played the Giants out of the top
three. Right. That was win. All right, 2023. Bryce Young, C.J. Stroud.
I'm taking C.J. Stroud.
100%. That's the second pick. 2022, Trevon Walker, Aiden Hutchinson.
I mean, Aiden Hutchinson.
That's number two again. 2021 draft, Trevor Lawrence, Zach Wilson. This one's easy.
Yeah, I'm taking Trevor Lawrence.
This was easy, Trevor Lawrence. But my point is, it's rare that it's consensus, right? Joe Burrow versus Chase Young.
Yeah, Joe Burrow.
Joe Burrow. So it's like, sometimes a quarterback is a no-brainer. Other times it's not. Kyler Murray versus Nick Bosa.
I'll take Nick Bosa in that spot.
2018, Baker Mayfield, Saquon Barkley.
Saquon still, although I would not have taken him, but yes, I get it.
100%, Saquon is number two.
He's a better player.
Miles Garrett, this is obvious. Mitchell Trubisky, that was just a weak quarterback draft. 2016, Jared Goff, Carson Wentz.
Yeah, I'm taking Goff, obviously.
Yeah, so it's just, it's hit or miss.
It is very hit or miss.
And so it's not like the number one pick is always the best choice. And that's any position. Obviously, most of these are quarterbacks, but you can get really good players at number two.
This is also, that exercise just told me, I want another team making that decision and I want the picks for it.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. I want to trade out. That's what my only dream is here with the Giants. I want more picks.
I like that thought, actually.
I think DeVito might be the answer.
Calm down, Paulie. 888-808-1019. It is Evan and Tiki with Sean and Tiki here on The Fan. Joe B is going to come up in about 43 minutes or so. We'll get his thoughts on what that jet disaster was like and if he's off the Aaron Glenn train. Plus,
Glenn is a weird guy.
A Giants coaching candidate potentially is officially off the board. We're coming to you live from the Town Fair Tire Studios, powered by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here for Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having 4 kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Fan, a worry has been crossed off my list, Deaky, of many Giants worries this offseason.
What would that be?
Mike Freeman's returning to Notre Dame.
We knew that, man.
Mike Freeman's the reporter. Mark Freeman.
We knew that, though.
Marcus Freeman.
We knew that because the athletic director, basically told us all when Marcus Freeman's name started getting floated that no matter what happened, he was going to be the Notre Dame head coach.
Yeah.
Which he immediately meant he was getting a raise and an extension.
Especially when it was a topsy-turvy, more than ever, coaching cycle between a lot of the big programs, mm-hmm. whether it's LSU or Florida or Miami, now Michigan, et cetera, et cetera. Marcus Freeman knew at Notre Dame he probably had him where he wanted to get an extension. And that's what it always felt like. That's what it always seemed like.
And especially because we now know that the college football playoff have essentially guaranteed them, as long as they finish in the top, whatever,
12.
Yeah. I think it's 12, exactly, yes. That they're going to be a college football playoff
team. Doesn't matter if they're not in a conference. Doesn't matter if they're not playing a conference championship game.
Right.
So this felt like a very one-off that they would not be participating if they're good enough to be in the top 12 in the playoff.
Right. So if Marcus Freeman, and he's going to have to remake that team a little bit, because I think they're going to lose Jeremiah Love. Likely their running back is awesome.
Yeah, if Gettleman was drafting, the Giants picking 2, they would have taken Love at 2nd overall. But right. Yes,
but so he's going to have to do some fixing up of his roster. But are we doubting that that's going to happen?
No, not at all. And he still has enough returning starters, and Carr will come back. But nonetheless, the thing I was concerned about is something that you had brought up about the idea of like hiring the right staff in the NFL.
Yeah,
and the Giants, if you're going to hire a CEO type that also doesn't have experience in the NFL, man, they better have some NFL ties for some staff members. That always worried me with Freeman. So Freeman goes back to Notre Dame, never felt like a real thing with the Giants at all to begin with. But I am relieved nonetheless. But now the nitty-gritty will happen next week. Now we get the real candidates. It'll start shaking out. Kevin Stefanski right now was asked this morning about his future in Cleveland. He was very quiet about it, just said it's a privilege to still coach here. He's starting to get the breadcrumbs.
Yep.
I saw that, I think it was Schefter was on Pat McAfee saying that Mike Tomlin may take a year and go to TV if they lose this game with the Ravens. Boy, mm-hmm. That sounds interesting.
Yeah, wow, who said that?
Yeah, I wonder where. And we'll see with John Harbaugh, this Ravens-Steelers game Sunday night. It feels like a coach could go home kind of game. And if it's the Steelers that win, is that the end for Harbaugh in Baltimore, who also did comment that Lamar Jackson has no guarantee to play on Sunday night either?
I mean, look, they played better.
With Huntley?
With Huntley than Lamar Jackson, mainly because it forced them to feed the basically automatic first ballot Hall of Famer in Derrick Henry.
Derrick Henry, who the week before Harbaugh couldn't be bothered to put in the game in the fourth quarter.
Right.
I mean, he was probably won a lot of people in fantasy championships this weekend.
Hey, Rosie, find out real quick. What is this for Derrick Henry? Is
this year?
For his 200-yard games.
Because
he passed me. I had 5. And I remember he passed me maybe 2 years ago, or he tied me 2 years ago. So I don't think he passed me last year. This is 6th or 7th? It's got to be 7th.
200-yard rushing
game. Do you know how absurdly hard that is to do? And he's done it 7 times.
You did it 4 times?
I did it 5.
5 times. 7 times.
7 times. More than Adrian Peterson now. He's got to be the all-time record for 200 yards.
Slam dunk Hall of Famer. Now, all-time rushing list, four or five.
Oh, he just passed Jim Brown, right?
Yes. So I think this got him to 10th. Well, no, he passed Tony Dorsett, too. I don't know why it didn't count him up in his list.
Right.
Yeah, next in line is Eric Dickerson. So,
yeah.
So what a career.
And you forget to give him the football? Because Lamar Jackson's your quarterback? Play Tyler Huntley. If Lamar is any, and I love Lamar.
Yeah.
Love him. I think the Jets should make a move for him if they decide to move on from him. But I sometimes when your power, your superpower is your run game, just feed the run game.
Yes. It's the reason you go and get Derrick Henry to be a finishing piece on a team. Eagles got that memo last year with Saquon. Did you see the scathing piece after we left each other last week before Christmas on the Lamar Jackson front?
No, I did not.
Mike Preston in Baltimore did this piece, came out.
We had that one caller call and say they were getting tired of all of that.
It was right after, I think it was that night we did the last show. I don't even remember what day it is right now, to be honest, with the Christmas and New Year's midweek stuff. Whatever the hell show we did right before Christmas Eve last year, we came home, this story came out, and essentially it was like, you know, Lamar Jackson, it would almost feel like a Kyler Murray-esque article, playing the video games, late in the meetings, not putting in the work as much, and
really?
Harbaugh's getting a little tired. Yeah, you got to go look it up. It was like a big piece in Baltimore. It
doesn't feel like that's Lamar's.
It didn't either, but basically it alluded to the fact that he's not taking the football part of it serious, and he's just like relying on his talents, and it's kind of caught up with him. There. So nonetheless, rocky stuff going on in Baltimore, and they're not going to take too kind to him, you know, if he's not ready to go in a Week 18 game despite the back injury, win or go home versus Pittsburgh. So keep an eye on if a divorce is coming, because Jet fans, you might want to be all over that. 888-808-1019. Cecil in Franklin Square. Cecil, what's up?
Hey, Cecil.
Hey, guys. How are you?
We're good, man.
Good. Happy New Year, Tiki and Sean.
Likewise.
Happy New Year.
Appreciate you.
Hey, before you guys get to next week, glad I got to get a hold of you guys this week. But quick question, or I guess thought I wanted to share. If you would allow me to just lay some context here.
Go ahead.
Looking at recent years, you just went through it a few minutes ago with some of the players. I believe, I could be mistaken, I believe the head coaches have a more of an impact on a team. Look at Mike Vrabel, Liam Cohen.
100%.
Jaguars picked Travis Hunter. This same year they had Liam Cohen. Travis Hunter goes down for the year. Liam Cohen leads the team. Vrabel, you see the effect. They didn't. None of these teams, well, Patriots didn't have a lot of high-profile picks. And so many examples. And then you got Cam and war with the Titans, and the head coach gets fired in the middle of the year.
Right.
Going now, connecting that back to the standings, there's about six teams in the AFC, five teams in the NFC with double-digit wins. Rest are floating around 500 or obviously sub-500. Looking at all that, I'm just wondering, could we, looking at the draft order now, bringing it all back to the draft order, what if we take the 18 non-playoff teams and just reverse the order? The ones with the most wins get the first fight for the first pick. And because this league is a league of mediocrity, and from one year to the next,
yeah,
the coaches, anything can shift. It's not really about one player changing the whole franchise, obviously. So I'm just thinking, you take the non-playoff teams, the most wins among them gets the first pick, and work your way backward, totally opposite.
Yeah,
and then take the playoff teams and then go the traditional route with the playoff teams.
There's a flaw, though. Cecil, I don't know if you've picked up on it, Tiki. The flaw would be, and I think the Mavericks did this last year, which is if you're sitting there a game out of that last playoff spot, but you're not a full believer in your roster to make a run through the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
What's
you
more
get,
important?
You get rid of your best player. You get rid of Luka Doncic.
Yeah, yeah.
That you can get Cooper Flagg.
Yep. Don't you sit there and go, well, man, we're probably one big draft pick away as opposed to one magical 3-1.
You know what happens? You end up resetting your bank. Your spend, because you can say, look, Luka Doncic is great, but we don't trust his future, whatever, production, health, whatever the excuse is. So we're going to reset our salary instead of paying him $65 million.
Yep.
We're going to go get a rookie who's going to ignite our fan base and potentially be as good or better than him.
Yep.
And it's going to be a fraction of the cost.
We've reset our clock.
Yeah. I mean, that's what happens. And we talked to Kurt Morrison, who was a linebacker with the Raiders. I got on him in the pregame because he was like, yeah, I'm not so happy to talk to you, Tiki. And I was like, oh, I'm sorry. I ruined your rookie year by going 95
Uh-huh. Was that the New Year's game?
Yeah, he was like, yes, you're right. You ruined my first New Year's as an NFL player.
Unbelievable.
But he's great. I love him. He's awesome. But he basically said, we ask him at the end, what's the want? What does the Raider fan want and need? And he said, we need to reset our quarterback. We need to get a cheaper first-round quarterback and then build the rest of the team while we're paying the quarterback peanuts compared to what the top-end quarterbacks, and then hope that that guy is a top-end quarterback.
Yeah, and if he is, then you pay him in 4 years, and by that time the roster's built up around, you're 100%. Fine with that. And in that Division II in the AFC West,
you have to
Herbert, Mahomes, Knicks, you need a quarterback.
If you don't have a viable competitor to the guys in the West, in the AFC, you have no shot.
No shot.
You're not winning.
Now, the irony of that, though, and why I keep coming back to where the Giants are not dead in the number one pick, and you're Andy Reid and the Chiefs, and you're kind of looking at that second half of the game and wondering, ah, maybe give some young guys a look. You really want the Raiders getting Mendoza there, free charge?
That's true.
You want them being a pain in the butt to you next year as you build up? Or yeah, maybe you lay down your swords in the second half and go, you know what, we'll take the Giants.
Well, this is all if Fernando Mendoza is as advertised.
Right. Right.
We shall see.
We'll see. We'll see. And again, very big week for him. Dan in Vernon, New Jersey. Dan, what's up?
Dan, what's up, dude? Going once.
Going twice. See you. Nick in the Bronx. Nick, what's up?
Hey, Nick.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
All's good.
Just quick fact check. Tiki, the Trubisky draft was Pat Mahomes' draft and Deshaun Watson, so that was a pretty good quarterback draft.
They got drafted later on. You're right.
Yeah, you're right. They got the later. Draft. But I was just talking, Nick, just about one and two. Yeah, I was just talking about the top two picks, and sometimes it's the one, sometimes it's the two. You just don't know.
That's true. So I had a question about Stefanski for both of you guys, but also a quick question for you, Tiki. So Stefanski for both teams, would you guys definitely consider him?
Absolutely.
Possibly with Jim Schwartz?
Oh, God, you're bringing Jim Schwartz as a defensive coordinator? I'm highly interested.
Oh, man, that would be...
That's a coaching win-win that gets that defensive coordinator to come with Stefanski.
100. I mean, does that work? I don't know. I don't know if I've ever seen that work that way. I know he had another question, but it's all right. Sean drummed you.
I was my fault.
He's becoming Evan over here.
I am.
I don't know if I've ever seen that.
Where
you bring in an ex-head coach with his guy, who is his DC.
Yeah, I mean... I'm assuming, though, that's what we talked about, though, with the staff. If Jim Schwartz is about to be out in Cleveland because Stefanski's out in Cleveland, I mean, if they have a good working relationship, I'm sure that's happened before, where that direct guy comes with you immediately for a job. It's probably just not as highly... Like Jim Schwartz is a big deal as a defensive coordinator.
Of course he is.
So, like, that's going to be a really sexy thing to talk about here. I'm not sure if that big name has necessarily happened elsewhere.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, that would be...
I mean, he was a head coach
for Detroit.
5 years? Let me see.
He had a little run.
5 years. He had one double-digit win season. Most of them were losing seasons. But we know he's a good defensive coordinator. There's no doubt about that.
If you get Stefanski as the operational guy, and who knows what happened out there with the decision with Deshaun Watson might have been above his head, and he gets Jim Schwartz to come run this defense and bring the pressure with that defensive front, that is as an appealing situation for the Giants in 2025 or 2026 for the fan base as you could imagine. Damon in Las Vegas. Damon, what's up?
Hey, Damon.
How's it going, guys? Thanks for taking the call.
Pleasure.
Tiki, I haven't won a fantasy football championship since you were playing, and thank you for that. You were the best, brother.
Thank you. I was a good late-round draft pick who got you a ton of PPR points.
So we were at the game yesterday, me and my sons, and I'm telling you, it was like nothing that we've seen in months from these guys. And, you know, Joe Shane is going to come back to ownership, and he's going to say, look at the draft I just had. You got Marcus Bowe out there doing work. Darius Alexander's playing great.
Yep.
You know, these guys, it's a what have you done for me lately league. And Joe Shane, his sins are all in the cap management and free agency and who he let. Well, every Sunday night, we turn on SportsCenter and see some ex-Giant picking off passes, sacking the quarterback, winning Super Bowls, and it's painful. But that's been the plight of the Giants for us for the last decade. And, you know, my father said, if any team will break your heart, it's the New York Giants. Mm. And I went to the game yesterday, and it was like, hey, if they lose, all right, we got the first pick. But you want them to win. And you see Jackson Dart ball out and look like the guy that took us by, got us excited again.
Right.
That, to me, is what we should be happy about. Second pick in the draft, first pick in the draft, even if we drop to, you don't go into Dallas and try to lose. So the Giants fans need to say, let's build on all this positive, get the right coach, and let's do Brandon Brown. Give him they had a great draft. Let's just take the keys away from Joe Shane because this guy could mess up a cup of coffee.
I mean, first of all, I don't disagree. The only thing I would say about Brandon Brown is, I don't know, like Brandon Brown might have made all the right decisions the Giants have made the past couple of years, or like his vote, but like...
We don't know.
So like if you think Joe Shane has not been a good GM... Anybody who's been in that room near him, I have to question what they had input on the negative.
Yeah, the only way, I'm trying to think, the only way you could replace Joe, and I know this is not the case with Brandon Brown, is if you said Joe just doesn't treat people the right way.
Right,
and
okay.
I know that's not the case. So he's professional, and he's well-liked. Maybe not by the players,
right,
but by the organization. And so it doesn't make sense. If you're going to fire, you're right. If you're going to fire Joe Shane, you're probably moving on from Brandon Brown, too.
I can't imagine a fan base would be happy knowing, all right, we fired the GM. Who we hire? Oh, the guy who was assisting him. You know what I mean?
Like,
It doesn't mean that Brandon Brown can't be a great GM.
Right.
It just,
and he probably will be at some point.
I just don't know how you make that leap of assuming that he's automatically going to be better than Joe Shane if you don't like the move Shane's made.
This is the, if you fire the guy in the middle of the season, it's just like, Kafka. Yeah.
Yes.
He
yes,
becomes
yes.
the interim GM. But it rarely happens with GMs.
Yeah, and we're here now. It's week 18. He's not getting fired until at best Monday. Dennis in Baltimore. Dennis, what's up?
Hey, Dennis.
How you guys doing today?
All's well.
Well, I called about the draft, but I also would like to give some context to what Sean was talking about with Lamar. Because I actually, when that all went down last week with the Mike Preston column,
yeah,
I went ahead and started listening to the Baltimore station. I'm in Long Island originally, so I still listen to you guys, even though I've been down here about 20 years.
Okay, nice.
So about the draft, real quick, because I knew you guys found something that somebody called up a while ago really interesting. I think if you went to, like, the NBA lottery, where you get more, you know, opportunity if you finish in last place, but somebody that finishes, like, fifth to last, they still have a chance of getting the number one draft pick. How about you take all the teams in the NFL when they actually get eliminated from the playoffs, every time they win a game after they're eliminated from the playoffs, they get a certain amount of extra lottery tickets for the lotto.
Hmm.
So it gives them incentive to actually play out the rest of the season because they'll have a better chance of getting the number one pick.
Yeah, that's interesting. So the lottery is not based on just a randomness. It's based
record.
On, yeah, not it's not just based on record. It's based on how much you won after you were eliminated.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I mean,
because that would keep the motivation going.
But then
so if you take the bottom eight teams or the last eight teams, they're the ones that are in the lottery. You don't take them all.
Now, Dennis, there's like a chess checkers here thing, though. If you're 2 weeks away from being eliminated, but like you can get eliminated a week earlier by losing, wouldn't that incentivize you to say, you know what, let's lose this game. This way it gives us more opportunities to get more lotto tickets by having an earlier elimination. You know what I mean? There's always like a catch to every one of these.
There is, but I think this is the best thing I've heard or seen somebody talk about than anything else I've actually seen.
Well, I'll say this. It's certainly better than what we have now, which is having fans sit down in week 17 where the big promo and all morning is how important it is for a team to lose, and you leave yourself sitting there going, I can't even enjoy my team scoring touchdowns tonight. That's a terrible situation the fans are put in. But what else? You had the other comment you wanted to make about Lamar?
Yeah, well, I mean, John Harbaugh came out and said that, you know, it was false and everything else here locally.
Yeah.
Saying that he's never seen Lamar fall asleep in a meeting.
Right.
You know, he protected his player.
Which
Mike Preston's a very consistent reporter. I don't think he's going with this unless he has some kind of fact.
I know Mike Preston. I don't know him personally, but I know that's obviously, you know, he writes a lot of big pieces about the Ravens there. And thanks for the call, Dennis. So what Dennis was alluding to, and I said a little while ago, I just found some of the article. Basically, Preston said sources inside the building told him that Lamar Jackson was staying up late, playing video games, falling asleep in meetings because he was exhausted. And
how do they know he's up playing video games?
Exactly. That part I don't know. Now, is this an online thing where they had no people playing with him? Maybe. Tiki, I feel like I've aged out of like the how do you understand when people are playing video games
thing. I don't get this. I don't get that world at all.
I don't get it either. All I'm going based on is what this reporter in Baltimore was told. And look, it just seems like there's a lot of friction there with him and John Harbaugh. But John Harbaugh being the pro, I could understand him defending Lamar Jackson because he also realizes they're completely screwed without him, without him being the MVP. What's that mean? It could mean nothing. The end of the year, could John Harbaugh and Lamar Jackson return next year together in Baltimore? Of course. But we see every year there are NFL surprises we didn't see coming in terms of guys available both on the coaching front and the quarterback front. And it feels like right now, whatever the hell has happened in Baltimore is a prime candidate.
Yeah. I mean, it is circumstantial in a sense because a lot of it has just been injury.
Yes.
Like when Lamar misses, the first four, the first six or something, whatever it was. He missed a bunch of games early in the season. You knew they weren't going to be a viable contender. The question was, when he comes back, can they storm their way back into playoff position? And by the way, they were a win away from doing that.
They found themselves in a win and in situation in Week 18.
They were 1-5 at one point.
I believe they were. And they had that horrible, Sunday night Week 1 loss to Buffalo where they had the big lead in the fourth quarter.
Huge lead. Lamar played in that game.
Yes.
Right.
They win that game, they're already in.
Then they beat Cleveland, and then they lose four in a row. So, yeah, they were 1-5 at the bye week. Then they rip off five straight wins. And all of a sudden, it's like, all right, they're above 500. They're making the postseason. And then they lose to Cincy, and then they lose to Pittsburgh, and that's when it got dicey.
Yep. Yeah, I think it was Cincy that Thanksgiving night game. Things started to unravel from there. But either way, friction, but that could all go away. Look, Baltimore could go on a run here, too. They could win Week 18 and be that team in a wide-open AFC.
Yeah, as opposed to the team that's supposed to get to the Super Bowl.
Yes.
Like, for the last couple of trips or iterations into the postseason, the Baltimore Ravens have been the team that was now going to beat the Kansas City Chiefs.
Yes. They don't
have that expectation. If they get in at 9-8, they won't have that expectation.
And that's what's going to be fascinating about the AFC playoffs this year. The boogeyman isn't there.
Yeah.
The Chiefs are not there, leaving everything incredibly, incredibly wide open.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Lou in Norwalk, Connecticut. Lou, what's up?
Hey, Lou, what's up?
Hey, guys. So, first off, I think Jackson Dart is acclimated and ready for a limelight because his mom is so hot. So, I think that should say that.
I only saw her earlier in the season. I haven't seen her lately.
She's pregame on the field doing the handshakes. Yeah. You're doing the radio stuff with Schmelk. I got my eyes on TV. She's around.
That's why I want him around. Keep him around so she's around, more opportunity. That being said, so with Jackson Dart, he's in a situation, he's playing the game, they lose, they get the first pick, and they take a quarterback. Why, with him, even like Drew Lock last year, if you're in a situation like that, why do you want to play for that if your position could be replaced by the result of the games that you're putting out there?
That's exactly right. Why would you play poorly just to get replaced?
Right.
I don't get that. Especially in his case. And Tiki, this is where I was trying to get insight from you. I think Keenan Allen had all these incentives to hit in this last two games.
Yeah.
And I don't know if it extended to the playoffs or not.
No, it doesn't. It's all regular season.
All right, so they were reasonable numbers he could hit. And I think he came out of like one catch of 25 yards, so he still has a chance. But if you're a team that's in a situation where you have a chance at playoffs or your games still matter, but I'm Keenan Allen and I want to hit these marks, how does that disrupt the locker room, or how does that change the game plan, or any of those things from your experience and what you've
seen? Yeah, so it won't change the game plan, but if you get into a favorable situation in the game, that is, you're winning or losing doesn't matter, you're going to get that guy his incentive if he's part of your near future.
Right.
Not long-term future. Just if he's going to be there for the next 2 years, you want him happy.
Yeah, you want to keep him happy.
Right. Now, in the old days, like back in my era, you would see teams being cheap as hell. Regardless of the circumstances, regardless of a team making the playoffs, regardless of anything, regardless of the guy's future, you would see teams being cheap as hell.
Didn't want to pay the guy.
They didn't want to pay the guy. And what it would do was create this rift between the organization and one of your really good players.
How insane.
And so I always had the philosophy, if you are that type of organization, don't put incentives in the contract.
Right. Right. don't even tease the player.
Right. Don't even give them the option to hate you.
Or another reason to hate you. Right.
So
that's the whole point. Because your mind pain.
I think that the Chargers will do all that, because he's had an unbelievable year. And Keenan, he left, right? He left and he came back.
He was with the Bears, came back.
I think he's one of those guys that could be like a Ring of Honor player for them.
I would think so.
And so I think they'll take care of him and try to get him that incentive.
Especially since he came back to kind of close his career. He mentioned Jackson Dart's mom. Jackson Dart's father took the Twitter. I don't know if you're aware of this.
Really?
Danny Cannell, your former quarterback, was on CBS HQ last night talking about the whole idea of the Giants losing the number one pick.
His dad's name?
Brandon Dart.
Brandon Dart.
And he quote tweeted this video from the NFL and CBS where Danny Cannell simply went and explaining that he doesn't know if Jackson Dart is the long-term answer for the Giants at quarterback.
Yeah.
Brandon Dart saw the video right to the point and tweeted, "Bro, eat a fat one," with an exclamation point. Now that's my quarterback's dad.
All right.
Eat a fat one. You don't hear that anymore.
No.
Right at Danny Cannell. These darts.
Bro, eat a fat one.
These darts are something else, Tiki. I like it. Now we know where Jackson
did he
gets it.
Did he play? Did he play? Was he
I don't think in the NFL.
A former college football player for the University of Utah. Played safety and instilled a tough, disciplined approach to the game and his son, encouraging his grit and fearless play on the field.
So he was a Ute.
Even though he grew up into a quarterback. I mean, he's kind of put together, too.
Yeah, Brandon Dart looks pretty jacked up.
Yeah. No, I wouldn't be jacking with Brandon Dart.
But he told Danny Cannell to eat a fat one. I love it. Vinny in Orange County. Vinny, what's up?
I guess they're not Mormon.
No. Hey, I just was wondering what you guys thought of the optics with Aaron Glenn yesterday on the sidelines, looking like he's somebody gave him a pass to the field. No clipboard, no teaching moment to anybody on that whole squad as you're getting your ass kicked. That was poor optics, if you ask me.
Yeah, I can see that. He does take the stand apart, be the CEO type guy.
Yeah, he's got the headset on. He's got that heated vest on every game. I mean, but I can't. It's not like the TV cameras are following around the whole game. You tell me he never picked up an iPad at any point yesterday and pointed something out.
I mean, he leaves it to his coaching staff.
Okay. Look, I mean, this is.
You know what? For coaches like that, like, it's one thing if you're Kyle Shanahan or Sean Payton. And you're like truly coaching. You're thinking of the play call, and you are putting the team in position to win games, like physically, actively doing it. If you're going to be the CEO type, I wish that those guys would go back to putting suits on.
Oh, and look the part.
Just look like the CEO.
Yeah,
just stand there stoically. Like, I am in control and I am command here.
I look the part. I would love that.
I'm directing all of this.
Aaron Glenn looks like what I look like when I go trick-or-treating with my kids. You know, just like the warm vest on, the nice comfy pants. I know I'm in for the long haul walk.
Yes.
The suit. I would love the suit on the sideline. You're right. 888-808-1019. It's a pretty big moment in the next 10 minutes. Joe Beningo, after the Cats have unwrapped their Christmas presents, is going to join us. We're going to find out exactly how he feels about the future of Aaron Glenn. Joby was behind Aaron Glenn. Did yesterday change Joe Beningo's thoughts on the future of the New York Jets? Joe in his weekly spot coming up next, top of the hour here on Evan and Tiki.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more. At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet.
Donate at cityharvest.org.